Got a secret, can you keep it with this one you say? 歌曲的名字叫做 Secret， 秘密来自于姐妹组合的 Pierces。 各位好，我是 Linda， 欢迎收听今天的可可听歌选语栏目。Two can keep a secret when one of them is dead， 两个人死掉一个当然能保守住秘密了。那诡异的曲风呢，诠释了一种 There's no one you can trust in this world but yourself， 世界上没有值得信任的人，只有自己。那整首歌呢，有点叛逆，有点邪恶，有点不安，一起来听。
Of them is dead. Why do you smile like you've been told a secret? Now you're telling lies, 'cause you have sworn to keep it. But no one keeps a secret. No one keeps a secret. Why, when we do our darkest deeds, do we tell? They burn in our brains.Become a living hell, 'cause everybody tells, everybody tells. Got a secret, can you keep it? Swear this one you say. Better lock it in your pocket, taking this one to the grave. If I show you, then I know you won't tell what I said. 'Cause two can keep a secret if one of them is dead.
欢迎回来，个人的话非常偏好这类曲风的歌曲哦，不知道。好了，歌曲之后一起来听一下这首歌里面我们需要注意的词汇，比如说第一句歌词他说 Everybody tells， 就两个单词 Everybody 每个人 tells 告诉的意思吗？ No no no， Everybody tells 就是人人都会泄密。那我们今天重点要讲一下这个 tell T-E-L-L 的用法，它基本意思有告诉啦、讲述啦、告发啦，还有识别、泄密等等。来分别看一下它其他的几个就是不同的语境当中表现出来的意思。第一个比如说他说 明确的向某人说，明确的向某人声明，或者是向什么保证。听一下例句，我跟你说，这个东西就在那儿。It's there, I tell ya. It's there, I tell ya. 我跟你说，我不喜欢你。我告诉你，我不喜欢你。我不喜欢这个东西。I don't like it. I don't like you, I tell you. I don't like it, I tell ya. I don't like you, I tell you. 好了，第二个意思呢，它是表示作证或者表明。记一下下面这个例句啊，时间会作证的，时间迟早会说明白这整个事情，会把事实显露出来。听一下， time will tell， time will tell， 时间会作证的，就是说比如说我们对某个人的性格不是很了解，我说 I know he's an honest man， 比如说我说这个人他是比较诚实，但是另外一个人不相信我说的话，那我就可以用刚刚讲的这一句，时间会作证我说的是对的。 Time will tell。 那 tell 还有一种用法呢，它表示产生效果或者发生影响，经常是跟介词 on 连用的， on on。 例句，过度劳累开始损害他的健康了。Strain began to tell on his health. 看到没有这种用法。Strain, S-T-R-A-I-N, 它是一个名词，表示负担啊、张力等等意思。Strain began to tell on his health. 过度劳累开始损害他的健康了。你的努力，你的我。你的努力正在开始产生效果。 Your efforts are beginning to tell. 你的努力， Your efforts are beginning to 正在产生效果。 Tell， 看到没有？好，下一句，他慢慢显老了。 Age was telling on her. Age is telling on her. 他慢慢的显老了。我发现做节目做太久的话，整个人都会产生一种疲劳心理，就是不用在乎在节目当中咬字不清啊、发错音这种，直接出错还可以在里面就是乱来。I'm so sorry. Okay, let's move on. 下一句他说 They burn in our brains. They become a living hell. 他们在我们的脑海当中烙下印记，变成了一个人间炼狱。A living hell 就是人间炼狱，人间地狱。听一下例句，对有些小孩来说的话，学校简直就是人间地狱。 School is a living hell for some children, including me when I was young. 我会让他生不如死的。 I'm going to make his life a living hell. I'm going to make his life, your life, a living hell.我会让他生不如死的，我会让你生不如死的。下面这个词，他说：“你是被你知道的秘密催眠了吗 ？”Are you hypnotized by secrets that you are keeping？ 重点看一下单词 ，hypnotize。H-Y-P-N-O-T-I-Z-E, hypnotize, 它是一个动词，表示对什么催眠或者着迷或者恍恍惚惚变成那种状态。DJ, 他现在正处于催眠状态。He's being hypnotized now. 最后一个大家要重点记一下。歌词他说 Do you swear on your life? 你可以用你生命发誓吗？重点看一下词组 swear on。 我们说 swear 它是动词，它可以表示发誓，也可以表示说粗话骂人的意思。那这个地方 swear on something 就是用什么来，凭什么来发誓。第一句，他以自己的名誉来发誓或者来担保他没有去过那个地方。 He swore S-W-O-R-E 是那个 swear 的过去式。 He swore on his reputation that he had not been there. 我以人格担保，我根本不知道这件事情。I swear on my honor that I knew nothing about this. I swear on my honor that I knew nothing about this. 我以人格担保，我根本不知道这件事情。
You have to promise never to tell anyone. I promise. Do you swear on your life? I swear on my life.
Do you swear on your life? I swear on my life. 好了，以上就今天课听歌学英语栏目所有内容了。非常感谢我的收听和陪伴。我是 Linda， 今天有点不在状态。那下期见喽，拜。
Can you keep it swift? This one you'll save. Better lock it in your pocket. Taking this one to the grave. If I show you, then I know you won't tell what I said. 'Cause two can keep a secret if one of them is dead. Got a secret, can you keep it swift? This one you'll save. Better lock it in your pocket. Taking this one to the grave. If I show you, then I know you won't tell.Dead. Got a secret.